This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Wednesday, the 24th of April. It's been revealed Elon Musk could afford to personally pay for the fine for his social media platform X's refusal to remove footage of a violent stabbing attack in Sydney for centuries, as the billionaire is accused of putting his ego ahead of common decency. As one of the richest people in the world, Mr. Musk, who has an estimated net worth of US$179 billion, could technically fund the maximum penalty for failing to comply with the eSafety Commissioner's takedown notice every day for the next 980 years. After winning a temporary injunction from the federal court on Monday, the eSafety Commissioner has signalled it will now pursue a permanent order forcing the removal of posts of the church stabbing footage, as well as seek civil penalties against X Corp. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has admitted the government needs to do more to grapple with the growing domestic violence crisis in Australia. It comes as the lives of 25 innocent women in Australia have been cut short, allegedly by a partner, in the past 4 months alone, according to White Ribbon. And domestic violence advocates say the grim tally shows no signs of slowing down. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The West Adelaide Football Club has shed new light on the moments leading up to the discovery of a seriously injured footballer, Sam May, at a Port Lincoln hotel over the weekend. The West Adelaide League player sustained life-altering injuries and remains in the ICU following the game's Sandful game against Norwood at Port Lincoln on Sunday. The incident occurred at Port Lincoln's Pier Hotel, where the footballer is believed to have fallen through the roof. With mystery surrounding his whereabouts over an extended period, there are fears he could have been lying grievously wounded for hours after the fall. And Crown Resorts has finally been given the all clear to hold a casino licence at Sydney's Barangaroo by the New South Wales Independent Casino Commission, ending years of uncertainty over a vision outlined more than a decade ago by James Packer. The $2.2 billion Crown Casino in Sydney, which is now owned by US private equity giant Blackstone, opened two gaming floors in August of 2022, but was subject to a conditional license pending a review by the regulator.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.